Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959 with myself, Guguletu Mfupi. Well, there's a lot that's been happening in the world of business, and especially when it comes to mergers, acquisitions, disposals, listings, delistings, and of course, all in an effort to make sure that South Africans are able to have a wide variety of businesses to not only invest in, but that contribute to the economy with robust growth and in more ways than others, help us as well as South African consumers when it comes to knowledge, access to information, and financial literacy. Well, that's exactly what Old Mutual has done. They've recently acquired a majority stake in 10X Investments from Old Mutual Private Equity and part of Old Mutual Alternative Investments. It might sound complex, like, hold on, Old Mutual, private equity, now checks changing hands when it comes to Old Mutual Group. It's part of the dynamics, and understand that both companies have very different mandates in terms of their investment outlook and strategic objectives. But to help us understand it all from the business perspective is the CEO of 10X Investments, Toby van Heerden. Toby, welcome to the show, and thank you so much for your time, sir.
Thank you for having me on this windy Wednesday night in Cape Town.
It's windy in Cape Town. It's dark and cloudy in Johannesburg. So I'm hoping the gloomy weather doesn't mute the excitement that you should be feeling on the back of this particular deal. But Toby, you've done incredibly well since joining the company back in 2022, 23, if I'm not mistaken, taking over from Stephen Nathan. I recall speaking to him in the early days. And now it does seem as though you're leveling up in terms of the growth that you're looking to acquire through the buyout now from Old Mutual. Talk to us firstly about the technicalities of the deal, leaving the private equity stable to now fall under Old Mutual as a group. Help us understand what this means for the company and the growth objectives of 10X.
So I think there's two key points here. The first is that, you know, private equity is typically in their mandate with their investors, they've got a limited time span for their investment. So yes, it's typically 7 to 10 years that they stay invested, and then they've got an exit deal. So they look for nice businesses, grows them, and then they exit those businesses. And in that lies a bit of a conundrum with an asset management business, because we invest people's money for the long term. We want to be here for the long term. And so it was always envisaged that, you know, the shareholders, especially the majority shareholder, should swap to somebody that has got long-term capital.
Mm-hmm.
And so we embarked on a process starting at the end of last year to actually look for shareholders that fulfill the number of criteria for us. Obviously, for private equity, they want to make the most money, so price was very important. Two, from our perspective, from management perspective, client perspective, was to remain independent, to retain our brand, you know, and to have a partner with us that can grow the business with us.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went through that process extensively through the course of this year, and I must say we're very fortunate to have landed on, you know, the mutual group buying this majority stake, and us management actually increasing their stake in this period to show our commitment to this sort of independence in the brand and the business that we've built.
100%. Let's talk about the deal, valued at 2.2 billion rand. And from what we understand, you still own a significant stake in the business, though it is a majority stake. Are you able to give us, you know, some insight into, you know, if the shift in ownership does change any structure to executive leadership at all?
No, not at all. So it's effectively just Degani and Old Mutual Private Equity selling their stake to Old Mutual Group, of arm's length transaction, and then management buying up from the minorities. But from the day-to-day running of the business, as I say, independence, all of that will stay. The board would obviously be reconstituted, but that will remain an independent board with an independent chair and all of that. It's super important for us.
Got you. That says, of course, speaks volumes just in terms of the strategic direction of the business. And maybe let's go there, right? Because you do mention in your announcement as well that you are expecting to expand on your distribution reach. And this is exactly the sweet spot you need, given Old Mutual's coverage from a retail point of view in South Africa, given its advisory network. Help us unpack how you're looking to explore that particular avenue going forward, not only in South Africa, but even if there's opportunities in other markets that Old Mutual operates in as a group.
Yeah, for us, you know, you mentioned I joined in 22. Actually, I joined in 21. It feels like a bit longer, but it was in 21 that I joined in the middle of that year. You know, we've been very fortunate to grow the business from that point, from around 15 billion to, I think, we're close to 70 billion.
Sure.
you know, as we stand. So it's been very fortunate, but it was also a journey of focus. So one was obviously to focus on our direct to consumer clients. You know, so the man in the street, wanting to invest directly through an RA, a living annuity, or a living annuity, or a press fund. You know, that was absolutely key for us. So we played around with, you know, should we do more unit trusts, more TIFs? And we've done that, but, you know, we've seen the focus there really helped us in terms of our retirement products, and we're done in the intermediary business. So our solutions business, where we bought the core shares business, and I think that's probably the last time that we spoke, is when we bought core shares about, you know, 3 years ago. And that business we now totally revamped into a proper solutions business. So that's where we sell, you know, ETFs to stockbrokers, to the market, to the wealth managers, where we build solutions for DFMs, for large advisory clients. You know, and it's really now we've got all the bells and whistles and the tools there, especially now that we've got sort of Old Mutual as a shareholder with them on the side. You know, we can actually now be a bit more innovative in terms of the products that we bring out in our solutions business, because they got balance sheet, so we can start taking some risk in terms of guarantees, you know, life wrapping, all of those sort of stuff becomes now, you know, in our hands effectively by having some more levers to pull. So I think it builds out our solutions capability into the intermediary market, you know, that we have now everything that we need there in order to build really fantastic solutions for that advisory market. So I think it's more of that. The global markets or the African markets, you know, it's always a tricky one. I worked in Singapore and Hong Kong and all those places for a long time, and it's super difficult to expand globally. I think the only, you know, business in Africa that's done that successfully has been 91. Lots have tried and failed. The cost base is super high, and you can blow up your business quite easily by that, with that cost base. So I think it's one again where we will definitely, if we go down that track, is use the mutual foothold that they have in specific countries or regions and double down on that. But for the moment, it's really much focusing, doubling down on what we've got, making sure we can tap into the big sort of Old Mutual distribution areas where they have it, you know, mandates that we can manage more efficiently, all of those sort of things. It's just getting that cost savings and synergies through the, you know, through the business, because, you know, it is a good price at that day. It's the full price at that day, and we all know that. But there's been significant cost savings and synergies that the group can get through acquiring us and the way that we can manage some of those mandates for them, which then gives us scale. You know, and with scale, our cost pressure, you know, we can sell products better at a lower cost. You know, our clients are happier. You know, we now have a business behind us, we're a shareholder behind us. It's been around for 200 years. So, you know, it's that whole sort of uncertainty around, you know, are you going to be here for tomorrow? Are you going to be here in 10 years' time if I give my retirement money to you? It's not going away. You know, so I think it puts us in a very, very stable place going forward for our investors to know that, you know, we're going to be around the day that they retire and the day that, you know, they pass their money over to their kids or whatever the case might be.
Definitely. I'm so glad you touch on that, because trust is a big issue for South Africans when it comes to putting our money away for the long term. And Dobie, you sit in a beautiful position where you have been in the industry for well over two decades. You've witnessed its transition. You've previously worked for entities like 91, Investec, Alexander Forbes in South Africa and abroad. And I think what you're part of is this metamorphosis or evolution of asset management, you know, you know, being these big ivory towers in the past, now, you know, seeing the growth of a variety of platforms that are driving solutions that are affordable from a cost point of view for investors. How do you see the industry shifting, if I can go there with you, you know, just to share your observations on how the industry's shifted to adequately meet the needs of the market in South Africa, though it is a lot more competitive now?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Things doesn't happen for a long time, and when they do happen, they happen very fast sometimes.
Yeah.
and we've certainly seen, you know, we saw it in banking. If you think about banking, you know, we have now all these online banks and digital banks and stuff, where previously, you know, you went to a teller and, you know, you drew your money there, and now it doesn't happen like that anymore. So again, banking has been like that. And asset management, in my view, has been ripe for disruption. And we're seeing that moving super fast now. I think we've obviously, whilst we were small, we were pushing that agenda and the way that our customers come to us, the way we acquire our customers, the products that we sell, we've been pushing that. But being small, you know, the big boys look at you, but they don't really you know, it's almost like the Springboks playing against Japan. You know, you've got to hit them really hard to take notice. But now, you know, with the, I suppose, you know, the 91 Sanlam deal, I think, was a big... and say, oh, this solutions thing, what does that mean? How does that work? How do we do that? 90, Sanlam giving their active mandates to 291 and now sort of replatforming that. And I think, yeah, Old Mutual has been super clever saying, you know, here we've got a business, it's got no legacy, it's got the tech capability, and we can actually lever into this business and build that business, of the future, that as manager of the future, with a lot of scalability in it. And so I suppose what I'm saying to you is we've got that platform to build on very, very fast. We can do it. And I think we turn into a France probably, if I have to put it in rugby terms, very, very shortly, you know, with the mutual balance sheet and asset base behind us.
Well, since you're using rugby terminology, here's to many more conversions, hey?
Thank you very much. I'm sorry I went to rugby. At least I didn't pull the ratty in the red one out, but I was on my way there.
Hello, Vietni, Batons Vietni. On that note, Toby, next time you're in Joburg, we need an hour-long conversation with you. Thank you again for your time,
sir. Thank you very much. Okay, thank you. Cheers, enjoy your evening.
Thank you. That is Toby van Heerden. He's the chief executive of 10X Investments. Essentially, a platform that has prioritized democratization of access to retirement annuities at a more affordable scale, essentially moving out of the Old Mutual Private Equity Fund into Old Mutual Group. Old Mutual has bought it for 2.2 billion rand.
Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.